Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz with What's Out There? Ways to connect with art and culture while staying close to home for the weekend of December 18th, 2020. Alone Together is the name of an online performance by the internationally known violist Richard O'Neill this Saturday evening. It's a 5 o'clock soiree featuring O'Neill and his recent Grammy Award-nominated music. He has recorded a modern concerto by the young American composer Christopher Theofanidis, and O'Neill will play a few melodies from that concerto, as well as the Sarabande and Prelude in D minor by J.S. Bach. And since he is actually in Korea right now preparing for a concert, he will offer a lullaby Korean mothers sing to help their children fall asleep. O'Neill spent his youth in Squim and went on to become a kind of a classical music rock star, and he will join his old friend James Garlick of Port Angeles on Saturday evening. Garlick is now an internationally known violinist. The two of them co-founded the Music on the Strait Chamber Music Festival 2 years ago, and on Saturday evening, they will discuss their hopes for its future. The get-together and short concert will be found at musiconthestrait.com, as I said, at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. And that's musiconthestrait.com, as in Strait of Juan de Fuca. The Jefferson County Library website is the place to go house hunting, as in gingerbread and graham cracker and candy house hunting. An array of Homes for the Holidays, a contest presented by the library, awaits you there. It is truly magnificent what people have done. The 51 edible abodes include the Peppermint Palace, the Birdhouse, the Gingerbread Camper, Santa's Funhouse, the Rustic Cabin, and the Valentine's Christmas Castle. You can vote for your favorites in the youth, family, and adult categories now through Sunday. The website is jclibrary.info, and the houses are found under the Homes for the Holidays calendar item there. This week's takeout adventure had my carnivorous companion and I visiting Hanazono, also known as the Noodle Place, on Taylor Street in downtown Port Townsend. As an Asian food enthusiast with relatively simple tastes, I chose the California roll, and it was deliciously unfussy. The sushi rice was delicate as could be. My companion selected the donburi with teriyaki and salmon, which were satisfying in the way that our beloved Northwest fish always is. What drew me back to Hanazono, however, was the green tea tiramisu. I never thought I would put those words together in a sentence, much less see them in a dessert. Then I tasted it, and I was won over forever. Hanazono is open Wednesdays through Sundays from noon until 3 o'clock, and again from 4 until 7 o'clock. The Rose Theater continues to stream and pop. The cinema's website, rosetheater.com, offers about 35 movies that you can stream in your home, and they range from documentaries to narrative features. One that caught my eye was Martin Eden, a lush Italian production based on a Jack London novel about a man who passionately desires the life of a writer. Whichever movie strikes your fancy, there is popcorn to pair with it. Rose owner Rocky Friedman mans the window at the Taylor Street Theater on Saturdays from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock. He's been out there since summertime, dedicatedly handing out the popcorn, seasoned with the various toppings that were once available when you saw a movie at the Rose. And that is the whole story for this edition of What's Out There. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz, here for you on KPTZ. Thanks for listening.